This is a story about Mariam Mola, a person who loves Balenciaga, Fendi, and flexing on social media. But most of all, she loves other people's money.
If skills of manipulation aren't the biggest sign of a cult leader, then I do not know what is.
Shamina shared with Mariam that her grandmother had just a few months to live.
I must have posted a status that reflected that I was obviously in a bad place or something.
And that she and her mum were flying out to Jamaica to see her.
She said, oh, have you purchased your tickets yet? And basically, we had to transfer the money to her.
Shamina's mum sent Mariam almost £2,000, and they waited for the plane tickets to arrive, and waited.
Mariam defrauded me about 77, 77 and £100,000. I don't know, I just had a bad feeling when I arrived at that property.
Tamara was at the right address, but Mariam wasn't home.
You just know something's not quite right. I just knew then. And then I saw this Mariam Bula at this address, and I decided to go ahead and make my appearance.
Later, she discovered that her husband had transferred money from their joint account to Mariam.
To actually unravel her game, you have to get all the information, kind of lay it all out, take a notepad, look at dates, look at the names, the discrepancies.
While researching online, Tamara found an article in an Italian newspaper.
In April 2011, plainclothes police in Milan followed the movements of five girls aged between 22 and 25 years.
Mariam had assembled a bling ring of fraudsters who used cloned credit cards to buy luxury goods from boutiques across Europe. Eventually, she wound up in prison, first in Belgium and then Spain. That's where she met Ellie's mum.
Mariam was in prison as a prisoner with my mom. Mariam was actually due to be released, but she was bilingual, so she was able to actually translate for my mom.
Ellie had been left caring for her severely disabled sister and younger siblings back in the UK. With Mariam's help, her mum was trying to arrange bail so she could come home.